here and sticking around. You know, overall, obviously, you know, the goal was to be 1-0 by 7:15 tonight, and that was achieved. There's a lot of bright spots. Certainly, things showed up in a positive way in terms of physicality and conditioning and execution, particularly in the offensive side of the ball. And overall, thought we played relatively hard. Things that stand out that we have to work on that showed up in not such a positive light were you know, a couple penalties that need to be avoided, that we can't waste positive plays by having those penalties. Tackling was up and down. We had some good moments, bad moments, but third down, just a pass rush, discipline, lanes, and contain. Things of that nature that allowed for some big plays to bust out the door and sustain some of their drives are things we got to get better at. First and goal, obviously we fumbled the ball there. That's inexcusable. We went under center, and that didn't work out with the new center. I should have done a better job coaching that and a couple substitution errors. But aside from that, a lot of balance, some big plays on both sides of the ball to control the game early, and really proud of the second and third team guys that went in there and executed at a high level and sustained the momentum to close out the football game. So 1-0, some good things, stuff to work on, and looking forward to getting back to work tomorrow. Questions, please. Well, I think the valuable part is validation of if you work hard enough and if you earn playing time, you're going to play at some point in time, whether you've earned first team reps, second or third team reps. And then what also is validated is the fact that when they did get in there, they executed. You know, moved the ball down the field and got after the quarterback on the other side, covered down pretty well. So, you know, it's positive. It is, and it's progress. And the best part about it is to be able to go in there tomorrow and start really highlighting and pinpointing those things that aren't good enough, right? I mean, what you don't want, you don't want to feel your consequences, right? You want to learn your lessons along the way, and a film like this is a good opportunity to do so. Yeah. Got to knock that out. You got to knock that out. I mean, rules are rules. You know what? We don't play football on our own terms. We play it on football rules terms. Can't be a great, great human being, great player, great team leader. Excited, caught up in the moment, but you know what? We gotta feel and conduct ourselves in a manner where you know what? We're used to doing that, or we expect to do that. And now you know what we need to do? We need to go and get our teammates and the rest of that stadium rocking and fired up. You know, the self-glorification stuff. And he's not that. He's a good guy, real good guy. But you know what? It's all about the teaching moments. That's what we're here for. So we'll learn. We'll move forward. Look, the offensive line took control of the line of scrimmage, and the backs ran hard. We got downhill in the form of power, in the form of counter, inside zone, got some wide zone going as well. We knew that, you know, from a depth standpoint, we would have an advantage. So, and we trained these elements all day long. That was like a very nice day for us out there compared to what we've been practicing in. So, thought that, again, the line of scrimmage was handled very well by the offensive line. I don't think they allowed any sacks, maybe one pressure. And there's plenty of hat position, I would say, leverage instances that we could work on, and that we can be a really good offensive line. Ja'Kai went out, but Ja'Kai is okay. Just talking to the trainer now, in case you guys are going to ask that. Statistically, I'm not sure what they were. I guess I'll give it to you here. Tyler, 13 of 16, 193, two touchdowns. Jake, 8 of 8. So they, you know, they performed really well. The one fumble, you know, we switched centers when Ja'Kai got hurt, and JD's a lefty, and we've run that play predominantly with Ja'Kai. So I should have done a better job seeing that and kept us in the pistol or the gun to run that play. We got under center. He's a left-handed snapper, and that ball came out. We've done it, but just not to the point where, you know, it's as airtight as we want it to be. So, but I thought Jake played great. Tyler was exceptional. I mean, both these guys have proven once again that they play winning football for us. I live a very sheltered life, man. I mean, it's like to the office, back home, like 24/7. So in terms of talk and noise outside of that, you know, I mean, you know, it's same shirt, you know, color, right? The same pants. I don't, outside stuff has never affected anything. And truly, and I, you know, some people say things to sound cool or nice in a press conference. I don't. The last thing in the world on my mind is me. I'm talking about the very last thing on my mind. These guys have, I would say, you know, when there's change, change is difficult. And especially a blueprint like this that demands a world of you, and they've done a really good job of taking it on, and they want to see the results as much as anything else. But we need to stay process-oriented. A couple times along the way you saw, we got out of whack, right? We had a substitution error, right? We had a busted coverage on their touchdown. We had a, they broke contain when we had Cage on the quarterback, and he got out. But back to process got us a little bit better and more toward what we wanted to do. So in terms of me getting stuff out of the way, no. This is the best, you know. This is the best. I'm sure a lot of our guys would like to keep kept playing, you know. They did a good job tonight. Sure, I take away that we did what we had to do. We did what we planned. We executed to a level that we expected to execute against a team that we have a lot of respect for, that has some good players and that plays hard. But we also have a personnel advantage. And, you know, it's when you play any opponent, you got to make sure that the complete and utter focus is on you, right? So you do what you're supposed to do. Both those guys ran hard. We like to be a balanced offense. We want to score as many points as we possibly can while having control of the game, which I think is really important. You got to play this thing as a team, right? Sometimes you can light it up and go tempo and, you know, light that thing up for a bunch of points. And sometimes you've got to play to the strength of your team, which might be helping the defense out some. So today was a good example of having a balanced offense and just continuing just to go and keep our foot on the gas. I know what you're going to say, and you're trying to do it. Be official, right? Is that what you're saying? Right. Sure. Okay, a couple announcements. Number one, we hold stuff till after the game sometimes so there's no distractions. Jacoby serving a 2-game suspension. Isaiah Horton, a 1-game suspension. Jalen Harrell, a 2-game suspension. Jalen Knighton. His was a soft tissue injury. We expected him back. It was really close, and we chose not to because it was too close to feel good about it. Leonard Taylor was a stinger, and all indications in the locker room right there that he's going to be good to go, as is Ja'Kai, which were the two today, which had some issues. Mm-hmm. The one word that stands out is ownership. He had ownership of the offense. He took ownership at the line of scrimmage, made it transcend over to the sideline, the locker room. Just all in all, a guy that continues to grow and lead this football team in a manner you want your quarterback to do so. Man, they got you right there, huh, buddy? Go ahead. Well, I mean, he's excelled at it. You know, if you watch tape in different parts of, you know, high school career and whatnot. And we spent a lot of time, you know, working a couple of particular returns. But him, there's about 3 or 4 guys back there that have shown that they can hit it. And he's one of those guys that when he goes, he just goes. And he has the ability to make guys miss subtly, which is very important when you're a kickoff returner. Because if you slow down at all, it's a rally and you're tackled. So really good job by him. Really good job by the kickoff return team. And not to mention, I think special mention to Andy. I believe he had 9 or 10 touchbacks today. All right, that makes things very, very different in terms of field position. So I really appreciate you guys being here today. Thank you very much, and thank you for hanging around. Go Canes.
Couple things I take. Good morning. You heard Mario's entire press conference after the 70-13 win yesterday against Bethune. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. Here's my take from Mario's post-game presser. Number one, you see a complete night and day difference between Mario and Manny. Okay. couple of things I noticed. One, he took ownership. He's saying he needed to do a better job coaching, especially on the play when Ja'Kai gets hurt and we had a lefty snapper. I felt that's ownership right there. That's better job. Better job. He admits he has to do a better job, and I felt that's ownership to me, and that's important right there. Number two, I mean, we made mistakes on defense, like he said, like if you heard Mari in the presser say, we did not case the quarterback as much as we would have liked. We went back to the process and we got back to what we needed to do. We did well there, but I do not like the fact that on the outside, they're beating us, they're gashing on the outside. I mean, we got to clean that up. Before we go to A&M in 2 weeks, we get one more tune-up next week against Southern Miss. I felt we can do better there, but everything Mario said in the post-game presser was dead on, especially the one that was most telling to me was after Cam's pick and he celebrated and got the 15-yard penalty, is that Mario went there and chewed him out. Okay? He chewed him out. Manny would have given him a pat on the back. Mario gave him a kick in the ass. Okay? He said, things are going to be much different. And when I saw that, I said, hey, this is going to be different. The reason is accountability. In close games, when you give up 15 yards, now it didn't kill us today. But if we do that against an A&M and they get 15 yards and they score, they make you pay. I mean, that's 15 free yards you cannot give up, especially against a team like A&M in 2 weeks. You know, it's better to get anything out of the way now and correct them before we go to College Station. Like I said, we'll get one more tune-up next week against Liberty. I'm sorry, against Southern Miss, who lost to Liberty last night in 4 overtimes. I mean, that's going to be a big deal there. So now when you watch him on film, here's what I look at. When I looked at the numbers, as Mario laid out the numbers for you on Van, on TVD and Jake. Let me start with the report card. Offense. An A on this. I'm not going to give it a plus. We had the fumble there in the third quarter. We could have been better there. Defensively, I'm actually going to give the defense a C. The reason I say that is because we gave up too many outside runs. You know, we didn't contain as we would have liked. There were some errors there. We have to clean that up. I feel we'll do that. But yeah, you got to make sure you know where your assignment is. Gap control, like Mario laid it out in the presser. He laid it out for you in his post-game presser. And when I listen to that, I think for me, the defense gets a C. Special teams, I'm going to give an A. And another reason I'm going to do that is because did anyone hear the name Lou Headley today? I'm sorry, yesterday? Anyone hear Lou Headley's name yesterday? I didn't. That's a good thing. If Lou Headley doesn't have to punt, and we're getting touchbacks, like Chris Mario said with Andy, hey, that's field position. You got to win the field position battle. Also, Keys return for a TD there. That's a big deal. That's a big deal for us here, coming out of the third quarter. You know, I think they did call Keys. They did call the TD back on Key there. They did call the TD back on Key. I think the official, you stepped out of bounds. I think Mario laid that out on Key's TD that they called back on the return because Key stepped out. But the return game I felt was very good. You heard Mario say that pretty clearly in the presser. I mean, everyone had a big game today, but it was Bethune-Cookman, so I want to temper that a little bit. Because now I'm going to give up the game balls. I'm going to give up my first game ball is going to go to Xavier, go to X. 5 receptions, 100 yards, touchdown. My second game ball I'm going to give is to Henry Parrish, 14 carries, 108 yards, 2-3 touchdowns. He had the hat trick today. Thad, I guess my third game ball, 9 for 78. And I'm going to give you my fourth game ball. I'm going to give 4 game balls. My fourth and final game ball. But you know who it's going to go to? I'm going to go a little differently. I'm going to give my fourth game ball. Believe it or not, I'm going to give my fourth game ball to Caleb Johnson. He had 6 tackles. And my fifth, actually, I'm going to give 5. My fifth one's going to go to Akeem Mesidor, who had a sack, 4 tackles, tackle for loss, and he also broke up a pass today. I give my 5 game balls. So in closing, you know, a win we supposed to get to yesterday and we got it. We have to now turn the page on the Southern Miss, fix mistakes on defense, correct some errors like Coach, you hear Mario said in his postgame presser, and get those errors fixed next week against Southern Miss before we leave for A&M the following week. So this we have time, but we have to start correcting mistakes on defense, especially that backside coverage. I've got to make sure that's corrected. So great win. Next podcast will be on Friday. I'm trying to see if I can get David Eckert from the Southern Miss newspaper in Hattiesburg. So we're going to look for that. We're going to see how that goes. So win or lose, hey, 1-0. Next stop, 2-0. Go Canes. See you on Friday.